Well, if it is discussed by the IGAD and agreed, it can be done. We used sanctions in Burundi against the people who were in power there. But sometimes the problem I have with sanctions is that they are discussed at the UN without involving the region. But if the region takes the leadership, it can be one of the pressures.
One activity that the region has agreed to, as in IGAD, for instance, and IGAD members, is the formation of another troop, a PDF force, protection and deterrent force. Would you back this?
We backed it. We were members of IGAD, yes.
And in backing this, are you also then going to withdraw your troops? Because as it is, the rebels in particular, they've accused the UPDF forces of fueling the current conflict, of you being partisan and not as mere peacekeepers or observers of the peace.
For us, we are not mere peacekeepers. We have never looked for that job. We go there to help the people solve a problem. But we are non-partisan in that situation because we stopped those rebels from advancing on that axis where they were advancing because they were violating the ceasefire. They were using force instead of dialogue. Now, when we stopped them, we didn't follow them. We could have followed them. So that shows you that we are non-partisan. We just want to stabilize and then allow dialogue to take place.
The rebels, at least, have accused your troops of backing the South Sudanese government troops, and even members of the opposition have accused your troops of being mercenaries paid to go and fight at the behest of the South Sudanese government.
Well, these are very interesting mercenaries who spend their own money to come and contribute to peace. This must be a new concept of mercenaries. Nobody is giving us any financial support.
Oh, so South Sudan hasn't paid your government
Not
to fight there?
Not at all.
So are you doing this out of kind of benevolence, out of because you want to help the situation, you want to pursue peace?
Well, I had heard of a rumor, my daughter, that there should be no unconstitutional changes in Africa. So first of all, we've got a duty to not to allow unconstitutional changes.
Some might argue that it's your activity that's actually stifling a peace from being pursued.
The way to defeat unconstitutional changes, one of them is for the beleaguered government to invite friendly government to support it. But also, a regional effort. We did not stop the regional effort because we happen to be near. You know, South Sudan is near us. So we're the ones who could get there quickly.
The situation facing Nigeria at the moment with Boko Haram, an organization that some feel has parallels with the LRA and the problems you faced in Uganda, what advice, if any, could you give President Goodluck Jonathan in solving this situation?
The first problem is really ideological. It is to discredit the ideology of these groups which come and use sectarianism. You must show how bankrupt sectarianism is because they are using Islam and say, you know, so I think this is the first line of defense. The second one is to strengthen the security forces, the armed forces, so that they hunt for these people and punish them and rescue the children.
Should they get international help to do so, such as Western forces, regional forces, if they're willing to back them?
But I think Nigeria has got the capacity. They have the capacity to do.
It doesn't seem to have worked up to now.
It must be. They should see how the way they are organized. They have the capacity. Maybe in the short run to rescue these particular children, because if you have not trained sufficiently and these particular children are hostages now, yes. I think in the short run they could use external. But really in the medium term, Nigeria has the capacity to develop a capable force, in my opinion.